live from my spare room in Sacramento. This is Paintball Ruined My Life Live with Brad Johnson. Tonight, NXL Dover results best and worst. And,
well, I clicked the wrong button. Hello, we're here. hopefully everyone's, well tonight. I think I'm a little bit loud. I'm going to turn myself down a little bit. Boosted, I see you here. A little bit of a, I don't know. Josh, good evening. I'm yelling really loud. You can probably tell what we're going to talk about. NXL Dover, we're going to talk about results. I got some highlights, general thoughts. And then there's some other stuff other than Dover that we will discuss. Oh, hopefully everyone's well this fine evening. Chris Raymond, I see you there. Isaiah, something. you were in Dover. It was fun times. Cool. Well, we're going to talk about that. Glad it didn't rain. There was a little bit of time there where we were wondering if it was going to rain. Chris Martin, gosh, hello. Good evening, gentlemen. And it didn't really rain. It looked like it was a little bit chilly. Man, I don't know if it was that bad, but it was a little bit cooler than maybe was expected. My voice is crazy right now. I think that muted the microphone. EP? Eric, with that membership, I don't know why he's telling me you're a 24-month member. That's awesome, though, dude. Shout out to Eric. You guys can hear me right now, right? We're not, like, muted or anything. See? Yeah, we're not muted. Okay. Eric, you're awesome. I think you know that. That move by Mike Urena was amazing. I don't know. Maybe we'll talk to it. Maybe we'll talk about it. Maybe I saw it. You know, I'm not going to cover every single move that happened, mainly because I didn't see every single move that happened. All the highlights that we will talk about, it's just stuff that I watched, you know, and I didn't watch literally every single match. But NXL Dover wrapped up. We can see all our results right there. We have Tampa Bay Damage beating Edmonton Impact handily in the finals. Red Legion taking third place. And there was also two kind of 3v3 things happening. There was, just like they did in Tampa, they had the 3v3 West Coast and East Coast. We can see our West Coast winners right there, as well as our East Coast winners. Then what they did is they took the winners from that West Coast and East Coast match, the Impact and Sea Dogs match, and they played the winners from Tampa, which also happened to be the winners of the MLPB Cup, really. So those two top teams, Impact and Sea Dogs, played Damage and X Factor to see who would play in the MLPB Cup. And it ended up being Damage and X Factor playing Damage, taking the win there, as well as like winning that X-Ball. So it's kind of cool. They won like two tournaments in one weekend. Blast Camp taking first in semi-pro, Preferred Mob in second place, the Rejects taking third. Division 2, we have the AG Knights in first place. Second place, the CW Power. And Brawl taking third. Division 3, Legacy Gorillas got first place. And BR Factory getting second place. GTF Raiders, third place. Division 4 X-Ball, we have the New Jersey Filthy 4. In first, and the Lords taking second place. Coup Athletics taking third. Division 5 X-Ball, the New Jersey Filthy 5 took first place. Bear Ridge 5 second place, and Troppa D5 taking first. A couple things we'll what I want to do is, actually, we might as well finish. I'm thinking about what I want to do. I want to do this. Let's do this. So these are, I'm just going to let this kind of play out and talk about
looks like he is clean.
The tournament. Kind of just a few things. I'm going to switch to another slide and then talk about some stuff. Let me go here. So what we're watching right now is the West All-Star game. It was a really kind of good match. I enjoyed it. But one thing I kind of wanted to talk about also was that net that was hanging down. We can kind of see that net right there, center of the screen. And I don't know why, but I'm pretty sure that's just to prevent paint from going outside of the, you know, perimeter net. That was something the MPPL used to do, and I assume that's why that's hanging there. I don't know why I put this on. What am I talking about? one takeaway, we'll say that from the All-Star game, let me actually... I'm all over the place right now. Okay, we're closing this slide. We're closing that. We're just going to go back to what my original plan was. Open this. And I don't know, these are some just takeaways I think that I got from watching the tournament in general. I think the layout encouraged stealthy and creative play, something we'll talk about when we watch those highlights. And I just think that that star bunker, that's what I'm going to start calling it, the star bunker, because that kind of makes the most sense, I think. Just that bunker, I think this is the first time we really definitely saw how it affected the play, how it blocked out so much on that snake side that it just really allowed guys to creep and crawl around in that snake. And I really like that. I think it adds a little bit of drama because you get a lot of guys on like the same side of bunkers and guys kind of creeping around, and it adds a little bit of excitement and tension. So it makes it a little bit more exciting. Something that probably didn't make it so... Look at the injuries, how I spelled injuries. Referees called tight penalties. That's one thing I definitely noticed. There were lots of tight calls from the referees. Stuff that, like, seemed like it should be bang, bang, right? A guy shoots a guy, takes a quarter of a step, and then he gets a penalty. Or, you know, guys accidentally shoot their gun a tenth of a second after they get shot and they get a penalty. So there were lots of very close penalties or plays and bunker moves, it seemed like they probably shouldn't have been penalties. There were lots of injuries. We'll watch a Zach Patient video here and kind of have let him describe his own injury. We're going to open this up on the other monitor really fast, and hopefully this all goes as planned. Let's. I want to get over here real fast. We gotta turn the actual audio on. Why is there no audio, though? Guys, why is there no audio? Why is there no audio? Oh! Okay, god damn it. I even, like, double-checked this. Hold on, we're going to watch it on this screen really fast and just see if something weird is happening.
All three.
Yeah, I don't know why it's working in there. It never fails. Something's always going to go wrong. Like, seriously, I don't quite understand. Okay, no, so I'm wondering if people are in chat like, oh, it's working for me. Damn it! I really wanted to watch that video. Because it's really kind of cool. He, like, describes what happens when he gets hurt and stuff like that. All right, we're going to figure out another way to do it real fast. We're going to open up this browser just to watch this video, though. Like, now watch, it's not going to work on here either. Bear with me, guys. I really like this. What is going on? Okay, who knows? I don't know what the fuck's going on now. It's like coming in and out and shit. I don't know. God damn it. All right, we'll go back. Zach Patient got hurt. Zach Patient, like, dislocated his, like, all his fingers or some shit. He was like describing it in that video. And I don't know. It sounded extremely painful. He did it in 3-man. It looked insane. Jacob Edwards hurt his knee again. Jacob hurt his knee at World Cup with that like miraculous like run from snake corner all the way to the other snake corner. And actually hurt his knee during that game or prior to that game and continued to play. But then hurting his knee again in Dover, had to be carried off the field. Rojas from Aftershock broke his hand. We might have seen Jet dislocate his shoulder on the live stream. We're going to watch a little bit of a highlight like that of that later on. Thomas Hara from Red Legion, the new crazy superstar on Red Legion, just played fantastic. You know, I was trying to think about it. I'm like, I don't know. This might be like the first time we've ever seen any rookie player come in and just be very good and impress everyone. And I mean, last tournament, he won the MVP and stuff. So it's exceptionally rare. And I don't think we've ever honestly seen anything close to it. The live stream, you know, I watch the live stream on Roku, my like Roku TV, and I just want to be able to rewind. I just want to rewind and pause. You know, when you're watching it in the browser, if you're watching it in the browser, you can like, you know, just rewind and pause and stuff. And I just really want it on the Roku app. That's all. That would be cool. Some things I thought about the event. The All-Star rosters were suspect. I have written down here. You know, I'm like watching Colton Dahl and Grayson Gladstone in the All-Star game. And it's like, you know, they're great. I mean, they're very good players. But when I think about the All-Star game, we're missing so many people. There are just so many people that were just completely left off the roster that we couldn't even vote for. So I like the roster or the All-Star game. I like the idea of it. But, you know, the freaking rosters were a little weird. I'd much rather like to see, like, I don't know, all the, like, current superstars of paintball, not just, like, a couple of them. I didn't really like that. I don't really understand why there were veterans on the teams either. Like, I don't know. Like, why? I just don't understand. I don't truly get it. I don't know. Like, why not D4 guys? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's great that they're veterans and all, but I don't understand why they need to be playing in the pro paintball all-star game. I just thought that was weird. The grandstands looked really cool, though. I really liked the grandstands. Here's a little picture of the grandstands if, you know, you didn't get to see the grandstands. They remind me of a horse track. It's like we're at the Preakness or something, sitting in the stands, betting on our ponies. They just looked kind of cool. I don't know if they... Yeah, for sure. I don't know what I'm saying. I like that, though. I like how it's, like, higher and elevated and stuff. It's kind of cool. The grandstands were kind of cool. Running clock's cool. I just like the running clock idea. So I'm really glad that the rumors of next year of going to a running clock, as well as getting rid of split deck next year, I really like all those things. So big up on the running clock. The All-Star game probably should have been on Saturday and Sunday, or Saturday or Sunday. Having it at like, you know, 2 p.m. or 11 p.m. in the afternoon or 11 a.m. or whatever time it was on a Thursday, probably not the greatest. Definitely noticed that numbers on the All-Star game were not as high as like other times for like the YouTube stream, at least. Lauren Kelly is an excellent sideline reporter. She's authentic. She's quick. She knows what she's talking about. She just does a great job, and it's fun to see Lauren there doing sideline reporting. I don't think the black bunkers... I don't like the black bunkers. They hurt visibility. It looks worse than the traditional colors. Don't like the black bunkers. I don't like the black bunkers for two reasons. Here's my black bunker simulation. So these are the bunkers they use. They're red with black. And I think I get it. You know, it kind of matches, you know, maybe the logo more. You know, back in the day, the NXL, the original NXL 20 years ago... they were all red and black. Everything was red and black. And I don't know. I think I prefer the red and blue. I think that the red, blue, and green with the grass just kind of looks better. So I kind of like did a little bit of a simulation to turn the bunkers back to blue, and I just think it looks better. You know what I also found is that, like, when we're watching the webcast, I think that the black bunkers, they make it, like, way easier for people to kind of just disappear, right? It's a lot harder to see those people against those, like, black bunkers. Whereas with, like, the blue, I thought it was just a little bit easier to see, like, people in the bunkers, like, on the webcast and stuff. So I think that I like the blue. I think I like the blue more than the black. We talked about that vertical net. The vertical net netting creates. I had longer things on here and I deleted it, but didn't do a good job. The event, those are kind of like, I guess, my takeaways from the tournament. I like the All-Star game. I just kind of wish it was, I don't know, done a little bit differently. It's really cool to see, like, Red Legion and, not Red Legion. It's kind of cool to see Damage do so well, winning the two things, really, that three-man, as well as regular X-Ball. Yeah. I don't know. That's about all. I did a little quick math. So in Tampa, there were 7.6 points played. 7.6 points played per prelim match. This tournament was 7.8. It did look slower, but I think there were a handful of teams that kind of like helped bump that, like, whatever, bump that something up, bump that average number up. That pink bubblegum field, the, I think Defy field, right? Something like that. Why did Axel, Heart Sass, why did Axel have a one banned for game, spiked the gun to the ground? Yes, that's exactly what happened. I don't remember when in Tampa, but he definitely, there's a video of it somewhere online. He, like, throws his gun to the ground. Yeah, they suspended him for a game, which is fair. You know, you don't want to throw your equipment. Well, you don't need to be doing that. I've done that before, and I also got in trouble. I didn't get suspended, though. I got, like, a penalty. I don't know if they could have suspended me, though. It was a long time ago. Nick says, Sunday versus Dynasty. That's when it was in Tampa. Okay, some highlights. Actually, you know what we should do first? This live stream, in part, sponsored by BFPGear.com. BFP Gear, we tried this last time. We got kicked off the internet. BFP Gear, the exclusive person. They're not actually a person. I don't know. Are companies people now? I don't know. BFP Gear, the exclusive place to get your liquid gold Pro Flex parts. They've got ears. They've got skirts and ears, or just skirts. You know, if you buy yourself the lower or the skirt or the face plate or whatever name you want to call this, you get $5 off. The exclusive home for your liquid gold. It's kind of cool. Look at how it's like. It's actually, like, you know, liquidy. Liquid gold. Photos to show frame to skirt plus ear match. Okay, I got it. BFPGear.com. Get all your ProFlex parts, or, you know, your liquid gold ProFlex parts exclusively. BFPGear.com. There's a link in the description. Use that link below. Maybe if you go buy anything at BFP Gear, let them know where you heard from me. Heard from them. From me. Okay. Let's do highlights. Highlights.
They should release those gold frames in thin. Maybe they will.
Dover highlights. So we have some highlights and, I don't know what to call these things. Lowlights, obviously, like the worst plays. The best moves and the worst plays of the tournament. The first one we have. I'm going to put my headphones on so I can hear too. The Billy Bernaccia. Billy Bernaccia. We can see a Billy B right there in the star bunker laying down.
Definitely have the advantage over here on the snake side as Billy's going to come to the inside and go into impact snake two. Now he can pop up and shoot Dalton.
Yeah, but Dalton gets the crossfield kill on Matt Jackson. And Dalton also could just shoot Billy. If Matt Jackson's Billy's down as low as he can get, but if Dalton checks off on the snake side, he should be able to shoot the top of Billy's head.
Yeah, I think he can put one right
just
over that
wait
beam.
For it. We're but waiting for it.
I wonder if Chad knows where Billy is.
Billy's going to crawl waiting out of that danger, it. But into the danger. Right now is Chad George is right in front of him, but here's Chad inside. He's going to come around. He's going to stitch up Chad George. He's going to stay alive.
This is my kind of paintball, though. I mean, we talked about how I liked the star bunker and stuff. It's really kind of made it easy to crawl around and get all crazy like this. And I'm a big fan of all the sneakiness and crawling around and all that stuff. I think it's a lot of fun. This is Collision in New York Extreme, and this is Daniel Park. This one's okay. This one's not too crazy. Wide. I just like this. I just like this. We're at the same bunker. It's just exciting.
Over go over the top. Like Sylvester
Woodley just
Stallone.
Hit the bunker a little bit. Danny could think.
Yeah.
Jump over the top. I think
LJ's gun outside wide.
Jump over the top. Go over the top.
Right there.
Like
Woodley just
Stallone.
Hit the bunker a little bit. Danny probably saw that bunker move. But he hasn't reacted yet. Oh, Woodley gets caught. Now he did. So Woodley went to the inside. He gets peeled off. Danny Park commits.
So he really only shot one of those guys.
Alive. They're going to go give him a check. I think he shot out Chris. Danny Park is clean. So nice read here in the situation for Danny Park. And that demolishes the body advantage that New York Extreme.
That's Danny Park. Number three, we have Leverage and Aftershock. Caputo's one-hander. I like this a lot.
Shot out of the back center.
This
there goes
fun.
Scotty Graham.
So Caputo running out of the back corner right there. We can see him just leaving the back corner in the top right.
Hosky all by himself. And
takes the
one.
Maze all the way down. Look at this. Caputo. Zigzagging, zigzagging, zigzagging.
Going to make the move. Looking for Hosky.
Bam!
Where is he? There he is. One-hander.
Caputo. Going bunker to bunker to bunker here in the snake.
Okay. Number four. Dynasty and Extreme, Omara with a sneaking creep.
Yeah, good comps for both squads right now, actually. Omara's thinking about moving up. He's got to go really low here. He goes all the way through commits to get into the clover, and he's going to pop the top and shoot Lopez and stay alive. Beautiful job by Steven Omara here for Dynasty to even up the count and give them better position.
And Omara thought about gunfighting with Harris, but... he knows he can get Woodley.
Doesn't he shoot the center guy? He might not shoot
Woodley
the center
has to
guy.
By his gun right now. He cannot protect him.
Nope. Just more sneaking and creeping. Number five, Hurricanes and Leverage. Daniel Camp repositions and Leverage ties. So there's kind of two kind of things that I like a lot about this. I'll kind of like start and stop it along the way.
He's got help right behind him.
So we can see, maybe not obviously, but Leverage with better field position, and they're able to trade out over here. And then we can see Dan Camp repositioning. He was in that can, the spick and span can, the black can right there. And then he repositions, and then just looks straight inside again.
On the D side, another body launches here, and there comes the double dose of attack.
And they kind of lose him right here. He starts shooting, and they don't really know where he's at.
Caputo goes through untouched. He shoots with Joey Altimore as the last body through with 10 seconds left to go. And Joey
able to shoot those two guys and reposition. But Leverage tying the game with 9 seconds left. So kind of a cool reposition, like retreating a little bit. And then... good closing, good close, I guess, kind of. Yeah, good close by Leverage. Rodriguez of Uprising with a snake double shot. This is a replay.
This, like, nasty four-pack run through. Yeah. You know, we saw a billion points out there, but when I was rewatching it, it just had an extra...
This was a common thing that we had saw a lot, was two guys lined up like that. Bang, bang.
And look at this, though.
He came out of nowhere right there.
That was the thing that happened a lot. Number 7, Red Legion Heat. Thomas Hara 2-pack.
Making his move up into the Dorito 3. J-Rab's alive. Here comes Hara.
See, again, lined up. Just
Hara coming. He's going to get perfect. Two bodies off the field here.
Perfectly lined. Red Legion and Uprising. Thomas Hara again with a sneak. This one's really long, though. This is a minute and 14 seconds. So I might, like, fast forward.
Though, as Uprising has a body at the brick looking that way. He's going to continue to go around. He gets low enough that the brick doesn't see him. And Hara's going to be completely on Uprising's side, and the brick does not know he's there. D2 does not know he's there either.
Side, or at least he was a second.
I'm gonna fast forward a little bit.
Or deal with the snake in front of me first.
See, this I don't like, though. I'm like, Brubsky, you gotta know your shots.
First.
I don't know what we're coming at looking at right there. I guess you're looking at the can. But man, luckily turns out okay, and he's able to turn and shoot that guy
and
not get shot.
And he deals with the brick first.
Comes through. Gets the next one. Shoots Graham Arnold. Does he get the 3-pack? Cross still. He does. Little 3-pack. Can he get a 4-pack to close?
I don't think he shoots the
Thomas
last
Hara
guy.
Reconfirmed already for him. Nate Schrader fighting for his life in
nope.
The back corner. He gets shot cross field.
Shoots three guys. That's a really good move, though. I love that sneaky stuff, guys. I'm telling you. I'm all about the sneakers. Dynasty and Collision. Mike Urena and the Swan Dive to here Scorpion. This made the rounds.
He's got his gun up to protect himself. Does he have any Overwatch? Well, not really. Get Rao from the can?
Yeah, Blake's gun has been down since he dove into that snake corner.
Okay.
We'll see if Danny Park falls for the trap. Mike Urena checking to see real quick if he's got any free kills. Trujillo just hammering this way. Danny Park waiting.
Well, I'd take a trade here if you're Dynasty. If I'm Dynasty, I would love Danny to come down and bunker out Mikey, because we're still up a body. As long as Blake can get his gun up. Oh, Mikey goes up to the top and dunks on him and stays alive somehow, some way.
Swan dive to Scorpion.
Is still alive in there, catching a ton of pressure from the back center with Boyum.
Oh, there's something else that happens in this one. Yeah, yeah.
I don't think Trio has any idea that Mike Green is on their side of the field.
Did he not see the guy go flying head over heels on the his side of the field?
Apparently not.
His loader broke
in half.
In half, yeah.
When he went over there too.
That's right. I want to see that.
It's
what actually happens?
Oh, Mikey goes to pop to the top.
Yeah, you can't really see it.
But he's gonna wait for if he can get Isaiah off the field, this is a win.
Well, Blake looks like he's got his gun up and running, and he's getting a little bit closer here as he's at their clover. Rena goes back to retrieve the top of his loader. He's got his pack up a little bit. Got to stay as low as possible. Trujillo's looking for him. He might be a little blocked out from that spot from the Pate Smith Law Tower, but he was able to...
Looking at the Jumbotron.
Speaking of Pate Smith Law, this is going on the list for best individual performance. Oh, he's going to blast Boyum's back. Oh,
did
I think
he
missed
though?
Boyum. Now he's trying to shoot his foot.
Referee's not even looking at him.
Boyum has got to be screaming.
He 100% got shot in the back here, too. So he misses a couple, and then you can for sure see the one that hits him, and he... for sure flinches and goes into the bunker, too, like Jordan Boyum in back center here.
That's individual performance. Oh,
damn,
he's going to blast Boyum's
back. You can even see the one where he's like, oh, shit.
He's going to blast Boyum's back.
For sure.
Oh, I think he missed Boyum. Now he's trying to shoot his foot.
Referee's not even looking at him.
Boyum has got to be screaming to Isaiah. Hey, you know he's in Arsenic 1, right? He's on Arsenic, on the other side of Arsenic 1.
But I don't know where it hit him, though.
Boyum's going to try to do it by himself.
And finally, Blake gets involved. But that Urena just got the assist on that kill from Boyum having to run up the middle. And now here comes Urena.
Urena swan dive.
To come down. Grout Mikey. Because we're still up a body. As long as Blake can get his gun up. Oh, Mikey goes top to top. And...
okay. What are we at? 10. Red Legion Sea Dogs Thomas Hara sneak again.
And yeah. Karslev went all the way, basically to the 50 on the break. Just tried to cross the 50 right there. They bounced Cody Chong, but Hara came in, and he made it to the 50 snake right now. Baldwin is in the clover. Here comes Hara. He's going to get one. Is he going to get two? Yes, he does. I don't know if people missed the memo. This kid, first event of the year, went for like,
he's
what,
so 50, good, dude. It's 60 crazy.
Something kills like that and won the MVP. But, you know, the dude is just a robot over here.
Bingo, 11, Red Legion Sea Dogs. Boys, and here's a Brydnikov sneak attack.
Going past it.
There's so many sneak attacks.
J-Rab going to come to the outside of the clover. Get his gun heads up.
This one's kind of crazy, though.
He's going to start wrapping that 50 snake. Kirill to the inside.
Someone's yelling Seattle. I can hear Seattle, Seattle. Da-da-da-da. Boop, boop. And then look at how much paint he starts breaking. Just breaking
the
hell of paint.
For the Sea Dogs as Malloy bursting through the seam in the snake.
Breaking hell of paint.
Number 12, Tauntaun's Iron Man. This is just a bunch of weird stuff happened on the snake side right here.
Looks like it's going to be Amphosis.
We're crawling through.
He might be able to come up over the top on Caleb Abel.
This was just weird looking.
A position where he can't protect him that well if Amphosis decides to come up over the top.
Caleb Abel going to commit here on the attack as he tops the top. And here goes the aggression. So both bodies are coming off here for the Tauntauns.
That was just funny looking to me. 13. Impact in the Iron Man. JC with a three pack to win it.
Chances to try to steal this one, but we're down to 30 seconds on the clock.
You can't get a major here.
This was really good.
Because that would immediately give the point to the other team. JC looking to go. Caleb takes it in the loader.
That was a mistake. Caleb just checked off that lane, and here comes JC. He's going to get the inside kill. He's going to get two. He's going to get three, and that's going to open things up with 14 seconds left. And things are starting to fall apart here for the Ironman. And Impact is going to do it yet again. Laval's going to cut through the middle. And Edmonton Impact with just 7 seconds left.
With the winner.
Justin Cornell. Listen to him play. All he did was this. He's going to check off in the middle sideline. Where JC was about to run through. All he did was check off in the middle for one split second. And left his loader out. Look at this. He's going to check off inside. And then JC, just right there. He checks off inside and puts his gun down. And he leaves his loader
boop,
out.
Boop, boop, boop.
JC shoots the loader, and that was the start.
Painted.
If Caleb stayed that way and traded with JC.
Painted. Okay, now we got some, like, weird stuff. Here are the weird things that happened. The worst plays. Okay. We have 22.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Maybe not. What the hell is that? 22.
Go hide, gliding. Yeah, back corner bunker.
This is X Factor Impact and JC with a penalty. Justin Cornell with like a fantastic move and a penalty.
They might have lost Justin Cornell, but he gets checked out by the ref. He's good to go.
Oh, yeah, this one. Yeah. We'll restart this. So we can see JC diving into the snake right there. Right there at the top, bottom left. Going into the snake, and then the ref comes in to check him. Ref goes, what's going on over here? And he's like, checking him out. He's like, oh, he's good.
Looks like they might have lost Justin Cornell, but he gets checked out by the ref. He's good to go.
Yeah, he had a decent amount of pain on his chest, but the ref came over and wiped it off. So he's alive, and he's got the snake to himself as Nico goes to the snake corner and looks across the field. He crosses up with Meter.
Laval comes over to help out JC. JC moves to the 50-yard, past the 50-yard line here. Nico right in front of him, and then dices up Nico Hyde.
It's like, wait a minute.
Just Irenios in the back corner bunker. Might have traded. Oh, major penalty going to be assessed here on Justin Cornell. It might have been the paint you were talking about earlier.
I mean, sometimes I question myself, like, am I crazy? Because that looks like a giant hit. And then the ref ran in there, called him clean, and ran back out.
And you could see JC get angry because he looked at the ref and said, well, hey, your other ref called me clean.
Yeah, but that is a giant bleeding hit.
But just because one ref calls you clean does not make you clean.
Clean,
that's not
sure
how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of weird, though, right? If the ref Like, I agree with Matt and Todd right there. They're like, just because the ref says you're clean doesn't necessarily mean it. You know, if you have a big hit, you're supposed to go out. But, you know, what's the point of the refs then? You know, shouldn't they help me determine this? 23. John Woodley throws a swab.
So Woodley gets shot out. And as he walks off, look for a squeeze. So he asks for the squeegee.
Yo, let me get that squeegee.
Throws him the squeegee. Dead players are not allowed to give equipment to live players. Oh, another look at it. Hey, give me the squeegee. LJ, let me get that squeegee.
The ref's reaction's fun.
Gun. Gun.
And then the ref's like, wait, did I see? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a penalty.
Don't do that. You can't give stuff to dead players. Or, I don't know. You probably can give stuff to dead players. You can't. Dead players can't give stuff to live players. 24. Damage.
Coming behind him.
Damage. Aftershock. Mouse. Bunkers. The Jet.
I'm in Snake 2.
So we were talking earlier about Jet breaking, not breaking his arm, but dislocating his shoulder.
Let's see what Hosky decides to do as Jetski, uh-oh. Jetski might have hurt himself diving into the clover. Looks like it's a shoulder.
Yeah, Jetski. Oh, that's pain. That's a rough one. Yeah. As
Mouse bunkers him.
It's a shoulder.
Yeah, Jetski.
Wear it, kid. That sucks. He was okay. I mean, his arm probably hurts and stuff, but he was able to come back and play. I think he actually even played more in that match. This is something I don't think I've ever seen before. So I'm not sure who this is on the Sea Dogs, but they're in back center. And you can see that it looks like they get shot in the pod.
Release drop rising. Release drop rising. Did any kills? Yes, the triple guns up does produce a kill here for the Sea Dogs. They shoot Borromeo.
The ref comes over and he's like... this pod is clean. I don't think I've ever seen that before. I mean, it's what you're supposed to do. It's just funny. This one says Hosky Sneak. I'll have to watch it and remind myself. 3 points left to see it.
Yep, Arietta here in the clover and Hosky coming into that 50. This is what you wanted to see from Aftershock. They get their second body there in there with him into the clover as well. Here comes Jetski. He looks like he's going to attack the center of the field.
Oh, yeah. I just thought that was funny how, like, this played out just perfect. Like, he decided to go at the exact right time. He made it around the star at the exactly the right time.
Comes into the center wedge that we haven't seen very many people go into.
He's like looking for him. He's like, where is this fucking guy? Oh, there he is. Shit.
Hosky goes all the way down, shoots Arietta, and he shoots.
I like it, though, dude. I'm telling you, that, like, the snake, like, crazy clovers and making people crawl around and sneak around, it certainly adds to that, like, drama and that excitement. This is Paintball Fit in New York Extreme. Cyrus does a dead man's walk.
Harris Hussein, and he's not able to call Chavez.
What's going on?
Eighth point.
So I will admit.
Okay, I thought there was more replay. So we can see Cyrus. Cyrus Gehringer, right there, in the black can on the right hand side, walking out. Because he's like, I've got shot in the arm. And he's like holding his hand in the air. He's like, I'm shot. And then he goes, oh, what the? Wait, you're not supposed to shoot back when you're dead, bro. No.
Eighth point.
So I will admit it was dumb. But so I put my hand out and then I'm walking off and the backline ref, I'm like, hey, did this break? And he was like, no. So I just pulled up my gun and started shooting.
Perfect. All right, well, congratulations. We'll see more from you this weekend. Back to you guys.
Sounds good.
I'll tell you what.
All right. 28, Red Legion, the Sea Dogs. Oh, this is the crazy one, guys. Maybe we'll save this for last. 29. Mouse and J-Rab make contact. I don't know what this is all about, right? I mean, Red Legion and Damage played in Tampa in the stadium, and there was that big match where Damage almost came back, and they just, you know, it was like 8-9 or 7-9 or 8-7 or something like that. The score was crazy. There was a bunch of, like, I don't think there was any drama then. I'm not really sure. But they did have that very good game.
With 3 seconds left, I don't think he's going to have enough time. Not enough time. Needed another half second. They're not going to get it. And Tampa Bay Damage is going to be heading into the finals to play Edmonton Impact.
Oh, wow. We've seen two just buzzer beater finishes today.
Ooh, a little chirping going.
Damn, I should have actually pulled the audio from this a little bit. I didn't think about it.
Ooh, a little chirping going on between J-Rab and Mouse.
So J-Rab and Mouse got into
beater
it.
Finishes
which
today.
I like. Let's go, dude. I like Mouse's attitude. He was so fired up at this tournament and like out to just like destroy everybody.
J-Rab and Mouse.
I like it.
Lens to lens.
Let's go.
Frustrating situation here for Legion.
So that was kind of exciting. That was the last match for Legion, at least. And the tank explosion heard round the world. Nope, that's not it. Tank explosion. Although it says that's the right one. That's the right one. Sorry. I didn't edit this very well. The tank explosion heard round the world. Thomas Hara, we can see breakout for Red Legion on the left-hand side. Damage are on the right-hand side. Thomas Hara is going to, we'll say the God Bunker, so that black bunker right in front of the snake, and listen. Try to listen a little bit. I'll make the volume actually correct. You can hear that tank. I have never seen anything like that before in real life. I don't think that I've ever seen an MPPL, a PSP, or anything. I did a little bit of editing and I zoomed in too. So this will play and then I zoomed in a lot so we can actually see the impact a little bit more. But I don't think that I've ever seen this happen. I mean, I've seen like weird videos online and stuff, but I don't think I've ever seen a tank separate from a gun. I mean, in the past, we would see it sometimes on like the Planet Eclipse and Die Guns. You'd sometimes would see that, but that's when they had macro line and they'd like the tank would be dangling. It was a little bit different. I don't remember if I've seen a whole entire frame break.
I see Thomas Hart, number 10. Let's watch him on the dive. J-Rob's going to get shot.
Boom.
Oh, and tanks himself.
And just snaps the grip frame in half.
Guys knock themselves unconscious in this situation. Let's spin it back here.
I was at the paintball field once where we had to call an ambulance because a guy broke his jaw doing this.
Gun splits in half.
Just
tank starts doing
straight in half.
Ara,
there's a really good, a very good photo of this. Let's go. I'll show you a very good photo, and then I'll kind of like, I'll discuss kind of where it actually like broke at. That photo's crazy. No quarter media and tank dangle. There's a link in the description. You can go find this specifically, just that tank flying on the ground. And see him holding his gun in his hands. Absolutely crazy. But as I kind of expected, soon as I saw that picture, I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense though, right? Because.
And then this was the nice move on the finish.
Let's open up this and close that really fast. So what happened is this motherfucker just went a blank right there. Whoop, that's not, none of that's what I wanted to do.
Finish there for Rainy Stands.
Just blank, blank,
right in the blah, 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 right there. And not like extremely surprising, you know, like, I mean, these guns, especially the die guns, are very thin right there because they do have that, like, whatever grip they're calling it. Let's erase this. I'm going to go back and we'll go there. They do have... Where's my die gun at? I have a die gun around here somewhere. There we go. You know, it's still a generally the same on the back here, how their frame just gets really thin right there. They have that... It's not as dramatic nowadays. They'd have that, like, hourglass ultralight frame on the back. So they're maybe they're a little bit more delicate than some of the other manufacturers. But then again, you know, we've seen the Planet Eclipse guns, like, bend and get all crazy right there before. So it's not like, you know, die or bad or something. I don't really think it necessarily means anything, you know. For the average person, you're not going to be falling on your gun like that. So it's kind of crazy, and it's kind of scary to me. As a person who has been injured by compressed air tanks before, they're kind of a little more scary to me than the average person. I think working in paintball for a long time, and it's a little more scary to me than normal person. So it was kind of scary. Thankfully, though, one of the good things, though, is it did break off after the regulator. So, you know, you're only getting like 150, 200 PSI coming out of the regulator. It's not like it's dumping 4,500. Or at least it's not putting out tank pressure that's like 500 or higher or something. So at least it's low pressure. I can certainly say that if I was the NXL, if I was Major League Paintball, or if I was Red Legion, I would request a... What do they call that? I would request a... some research, an investigation. That's what I want. I would want an investigation. And then, like, let's come to a conclusion why this failed. And let's try to figure that out. Because paintball stuff and, like, tanks breaking off and, like, that stuff's kind of scary. You know, like, there's a lot of energy in there. So, yeah, I'd be a little skeptical. Not skeptical, but just a little worrisome if I was a Red Legion player or even the league. You know, the league has to think about, like, the safety of the players and the equipment has to be safe to use. So, I don't know. It's just kind of scary to me. That thing just flying around the ground like that. Because I've seen videos, you know, of tanks flying across rooms. I've had a tank almost blow up and, like, hit me in the chest and flew across the room and shit. It was crazy. So, this stuff is no joke. Yeah, there's your Tampa highlights and Tampa worst plays or whatever we're going to call that. Man, what are you guys talking about in here? Where are people I know? Mark Kudaraj says 144 people in this live stream, only 39 people likes. Brad, shut the live stream down so they don't deserve it. Well, last time it got shut down because we showed the Lux Idol. Not the Lux Idol. We showed the Lux Air too much. Thankfully, they shut it down. Last time they shut the live stream down about an hour into it. And then I got an email that said that, like, you know, here's the minute. Here's the spot where we don't like. And it's like 5 minutes into the video. And I'm like, why didn't you shut it down at 5 minutes? You let me go for an hour and then you shut it down. So at least they let, at least we got through that entire thing. So Random Dude says, there's a video on YouTube somewhere where a guy dove bad and the tank broke off and the tank shot across the field. For sure. There's like that one, like, video, probably like 1999 or whatever. He dives into a Dorito, and the tank's like... For sure. I've experienced that in real life. So, it's a little scary to me. Have I shot the air yet? No, not yet. I'm going to ideally go to the paintball field this coming weekend. We'll see. Kind of stoked right now because my been having horrendous crown. I have a problem with a crown and my teeth have been hurting so bad for the last week and I can't get a dentist appointment until next week. It's a long story. I don't understand why the stream got shut down. Aren't there like actual firearms on YouTube channels? Yeah, it's just because it's live. It's just because it's live. That's all. But it's the first time we've ever had like problems. Really in quite a long time. So, I mean, I don't think the stream's been shut down for years. That's the first time. And I've certainly done like lots of other, like, you know, show guns and stuff all the time. So I don't know. We kind of have problems. We've had problems with that in the past, but, you know, not too much recently. The other sponsor of this live stream is Carbon Paintball. Carbon Paintball make the most advanced paintball hopper on the market, the Carbon DRV. They just got these sweet ass new camo patterns in the DRV loader in GRX carbon camo. It kind of reminds me of like that Cryptex stuff. I'm all about the camo hopper. I mean, I can't really go bad with anything camo. They make it in the 200 and the 250 if you want to get yourself the 250. I thought the sizes might change there. The 250 count. You get these cool cases. It's gotten a big ass bright. Extraordinarily easy to see. Look at, they made the like the screen match the loader. You can change the colors. You can make it, that's probably gold. You can make it like blue and red or whatever you want. Comes apart all without tools. You know, it was one of the only hoppers I think I did not see have problems at the tournament. The Carbon DRV, you know, Carbon, everything they make is exceptionally well made. So whether you want this hopper, maybe you want to get the Carbon Zero, my favorite paintball mask, the Carbon Zero, you can find it all at carbonpaintball.com. Or maybe, you know, check out bfpgear.com. Either way, let them know. Paintball ruined my life. Sent you over. Carbon's awesome. They've been helping this channel really, like, since the beginning, so. Shout out, Carbon. They're one of the good ones. Push Start says, just got here, Brad. Have we talked about Mouse at Dover? Yeah, just a little bit, though. I don't know. Only him, like, you know, button heads with J-Rab. I don't really know what's going on. I haven't investigated. And it was like, you know, just yesterday. So not much as crazy happened. I don't really know. Brad, if the NXL asked you to make a layout for the event, how would your layout look? Good Lord. I don't know. You know, so much goes into the layouts that, like, it's hard to imagine, right? I mean, we were just talking about how cool I think this layout is because you can sneak around so much and you have to think about so many things when you think about these layouts, right? They're not even just randomly placing bunkers. It's like you put a bunker here and then how's that going to affect the shots from the Snake One? Do we want to make it so the Snake One can shoot everyone? Probably not. So we're going to have to put some stuff in the way to make people get to the Snake One and then want to move forward. So we're going to make all the good shots come from like the center 50 or whatever. So you got to like crazy design these fields to make sure that they like play well, really. So I don't know. I don't know. Don't I have no idea, Mark. No idea. Yeah, I don't know. Mouse doing steroids? Probably not. I mean, I don't know. You know, honestly, if I was one of those guys, I don't know if I wouldn't, you know. I mean, to tell you the truth, if I was a pro athlete and they weren't testing, I don't know. I might be taking trips to Russia every week or something crazy. Like, I don't know. It'd be weird. Okay. What else are we talking about? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. With performance enhancing drugs, you know, like, I don't know. It's hard to blame the people that do it. Like, you shouldn't do it, obviously. But it's hard to, actually blame the people that do, so I don't know. We saw this a week, 2 weeks ago when I meant to talk about it. I wanted to talk about it last live stream, but, you know, freaking YouTube kicked us off, so. Goddamn posers. Goddamn holders, eh?
I think I've heard it once.
Yeah, all the letters stand for something.
Probably deafening. I'll turn down the music.
But any team would benefit from a weapon like that, and he wants it.
I like the way this is filmed and edited quite a bit. Maybe we won't listen to it all because we're going to get weird, kicked off the internet. I don't know what music this is.
Feel what you're saying, or else it's, you know, a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, they're supposed to come out with some sort of series. It says the Dynasty Stand for Something, episode 00, following along with Dynasty, starts the 2026 season with a new roster and challenges. Before MAO, that's what I thought it said, but I don't see a video, fortunately. But look for that, you know. Some Dynasty's making some sort of new series. I really liked the trailer kind of edit kind of thing. So I liked that a lot. So it's kind of cool. Definitely skateboard film mood, which I like. I like. I'm a fan of that. So Chris Martin, I think pro athletes in sport where there is no testing have the rights to be juiced to the gills. Yeah, I mean, you're not testing. I mean, I don't know how much paintball, we know we say steroids won't help paintball, but they for sure will. I mean, they're going to help in recovery and muscle growth and stuff like that. You're not going to want to get we're not trying to be bodybuilders, but it can for sure help with recovery and all that stuff. So I think about cycling and all those crazy things that cycling used to do. Bringing back the fisheye. I love the fisheye. I want to get a cool VHS camera. I really do. I mean, the beginning of this intro, the intro to this live stream, this right here, it's all filmed with some shitty, handheld camera. Not that part, but, all the parts when I'm in it. It's just all some cheap handheld camera. I like it. Personally, I'm a fan. Here's more Dynasty stuff. I'm not ready to only talk about Dynasty, but this gun is sweet. Look at that bad boy. I like it. Look at that. Dynasty, Field One should give me a personal sponsorship. I just like it a lot. It's a good ammo. It says Grateful, Grateful Dead. It kind of reminds me of cotton candy a little bit too. Unicorn vibes. For sure unicorn. For sure. Hmm. Remind me of 90s girls' toys, for sure. That unicorn vibe. Certainly. I'm looking at all my other, like, things. Those are all my topics to talk about, I guess. Yeah, honestly, today and yesterday and the day before and the day before that and the day before that, my tooth has hurt so bad. I've been taking ibuprofen and acetaminophen, and it helps quite a bit. Like, I loaded up on it before this, and I feel 100%. It's not normal. So, hopefully Monday, I can go to the dentist on Monday. It's just been hard to, like, concentrate. So, like, I watched a lot of paintball this weekend, but not really. I don't know. I feel like I'm, like, it's hard for me to, like, think straight. So, we're feeling all right now. So I didn't, you know, I watched paintball, but sort of. And then, I don't know, I haven't been to the dentist in a handful of years, and I don't know what happened to my previous dentist. The building is not there. The phone number doesn't work, and the whole entire building is gone. I drove by, and I was like, huh. So, yeah, I had to figure out a new dentist, and literally none of them answer the phone. So, that's fucking crazy. No one answers the phone. Yeah, I don't know what I need. This is a crown. It's a crown, too. And, like, all of a sudden, it started hurting. It was just like, wow, what the fuck? And my neck's kind of hurting, too, so I definitely have an infection. Anyway, we'll get it figured out. It's not too bad. It's obviously not that crazy. Anyway, enough tooth talk. Yeah, I don't know. What else we got to talk about? I don't know, what videos am I making next? This week I'm going to try and work on Tooth Dependent. I'm going to work on the Lux Air video. But I don't know what to do. I want to, like, try to film the Lux, like, the Air video different. I don't want to just do a normal video, a normal, like, review. So I want to try to think of some different things. I have some kind of ideas. I kind of want to, like, you know, one of the things that's always been a thing about the Luxes is they're just not, you know, historically have not been to be as reliable. Like, the last couple of revisions, you know, with, like, the TM40 and the Idol, and even the Lux X have been more reliable. But just, you know, historically they haven't been. The very first versions weren't as reliable. You know, the Lux OLED wasn't as reliable. So they've, like, progressively been getting more reliable. So I was kind of thinking about having, like, some sort of detective. I don't know. Have a detective, and the detective is going to, like, investigate the claims that they're more reliable now. And then maybe we'll have, like, a judge, like a person with a gavel. I don't know yet, though. That's a lot to come up with. I'm going to, like, flesh the idea out a little bit more. I don't know if I want to, like, make the whole video a skit, though. So, I think just maybe, like, the first 20 seconds or 10 seconds or I don't know, something like that. Who knows? What are you guys talking about in here? Try opium. No, I did that in high school, though. Are we going to go to Opium Denmark? We go to Shanghai and go to an opium den. Why does everyone keep saying Mexico? Oh, go to Mexico for the dentist? No, I'm not going to Mexico. That's also part of my problem, is finding a dentist. I got to find a brand new dentist. And all the, like, good dentists, you know, it's at least like a week and a half or a week wait time. I could go to a really shitty dentist and they'd be like, come in 20 minutes. But I'll wait to go to a good one. So, yeah. We're thinking about the Lux Air. I don't know. I just don't want to do like a normal kind of review. So we're trying to think about some different options. Some brands, what are you saying? Oh, no. Something is about to get tier one expensive. Do you know instant size? I don't know what you guys are talking about. Who knows? Positioning for the Lux Air review. A detective. I was thinking about it. You know, you could have detective. There could be a whole thing. I was like, man, we could like recreate Law and Order. And do like detective. There'll be the detective, like a prosecutor. I don't know. Breaking up with a hair transplant free. Free with every root canal. That'll be my Turkish something. I don't know. Seinfeld had an interesting time at the dentist. He did, but what? I remember the episode. Wasn't Bryan Cranston a dentist? What was Cranston's character called? Because they went over to his house to watch the parade, the like Thanksgiving Day parade. Brad, do Sherlock Holmes style investigation into the Lux Air. That would be good. I actually like, I watch another YouTube channel, a bike cycling YouTube channel. And every time they do some, like they ask a question, they have this guy and he has like a pipe comes out and he has a pipe. It's kind of funny. Maybe kind of think of Tim Watley. Okay, Tim Watley. He was the dentist though, right? Definitely. We got a regulator. Someone says something about a regulator. We're way past that, but I'm still interested. Taylor says the regulator made no difference for the tank. That tank that broke off, the regulator only works with a sealed volume. That's a good point. Yeah, I don't know. I get what you're saying. I'm not sure. I'm just not sure how that rig works. Let's go look at the manual. We happen to have a side profile right there. No, that doesn't make any sense. I don't think so. Mechanically, the flow still restricts. Mechanically, hold on, let me think about this. I don't know, that doesn't make any sense though, because like, Think about like if I have a regulator, right? Like that's like saying my tank rig doesn't work because there's nothing pushing back on here. You know, there's 4,500 in here and 800 come out when I push this pin down, you know, maybe not 800, but you know, yeah, I get kind of what you're saying though. Like if you broke off the top of this, it would just come out. But like if the regulator, like in this case, there's the tank, there's the high pressure regulator, and then it goes to a hose. If we broke it off like where the hose is, it's still going to regulate pressure correctly, right? I don't know. But you're right, it doesn't seem like his tank spinning like that. When his tank starts spinning like that, though, it doesn't seem like... Was it this
one? He's going to get shot, and here comes Malloy with 3 seconds.
No. Which one is it?
And then this was the nice move on the finish.
Yeah, when his tank is like spinning around like that. When his tank is spinning like that, that's definitely not like 200 PSI. That's not 200 PSI coming out. That probably is tank pressure, though. That has to be tank pressure, though, coming out. Because it wouldn't spin like that from 200 PSI.
The guns explode as we see the tank doing pirouettes.
I don't think so, anyway.
In the air, and that's going to force Thomas Hara to call himself out as he's going to pluck his...
Anyway, Dye needs to do an investigation. Okay, the regulator shuts off flow once the operating pressure is reached in a closed system, for sure. In this case, the tank was just draining into the atmosphere, for sure. Yeah, that definitely, I mean, either way, that definitely did not look like 200 PSI. I mean, because I've seen, you know, working with paintball stuff so much, like, I know that, like, if I put a tank down and there's 200 PSI coming out, it's not going to dance around like that. On a flat surface, I bet you could get it to start spinning, but it wouldn't be like crazy. I mean, I've seen 4,500 PSI get dumped out of a tank in under a second and a half, probably. I've told this story before, but we'll tell it again. So, at the paintball store one time, I was filling a tank, right? Or I don't know what I was doing. I was, somehow, we had the reg off this tank, a tank for some reason, and I don't know. I put the reg back on. Maybe we were hydro testing a tank for someone. Maybe they were getting a brand new reg. I don't even remember. But I didn't screw the reg all the way down. I did not tighten the regulator enough and put 4,500 in it. And it was fine. Just, you know, holding there, whatever. Here's your tank back. And it was sitting like this. So we have, like, at the store, there was a taller counter right by the register. It was about this high. Kind of so you could, like, lean over and sign stuff easier or whatever. And then it would, like, slope off normal or whatever. But, like, so it was kind of high. It was probably like this. And the tank was sitting exactly like this. And we were just sitting there talking. He was probably only, like, this far away. So, you know, we were just right in front of each other talking. And standing there. And then the tank was all boom! And then just... because I didn't tighten the regulator all the way down, the O-ring that seals between the neck of the tank and then the regulator just popped out the side, and all the air pushed out the bottom. So it, like, boom, came out the bottom. The tank flipped over and, like, hit me in the chest. I'm trying to remember exactly. It hit me in the chest and then went this way and, like, drug across my chest and then flew across the room, hit the window, and then, like, was on the floor, like, spinning, and that was, like, a second and a half. Like, boom, oh my god! And it was, like, spinning on the ground. It was, like, over. It was kind of scary. All my fault. Thankfully, the customer was cool, and he's like, hey, we're good, you know? No one, you know, whatever. There was security cameras, so we had security cameras in the store, and the security cameras were set up for, like, motion, though. So because we were both standing there still and just kind of talking to each other, you know, we're not, like, moving around a bunch, we were just sitting there. The camera stopped recording, and then in the footage, we're standing there because it stopped, and then, like, you know, a minute later, it picks up recording again, and all you see is, like, me and the camera, like, oh, like, holding my chest, like, look, what the hell? And I had this, like, huge scrape across my chest from, I'm assuming, the regulator, like, hitting and then, like, dragging across my chest. That was crazy. That was not the scariest thing to happen at the paintball store.
not even probably the top three, but it was probably the craziest paintball-related thing that happened. Yep. It was kind of scary. And that's why you don't take your regulators off. Leave your regulators on. I don't remember if I, like, I really don't remember if I didn't put it all the way on. Or it's even possible that I put, like, the wrong O-ring on the base, too. And it didn't seal correctly or something. I really don't remember. Telltale. Well, I don't know. One time the paintball store got broken into. And at, like, 2 in the morning. This was when I owned the store. It was, like, 2 in the morning. And I looked at the security cameras. There was nothing on the security cameras. So I just went over there. And when I got to the store, the front window, because the front door is like a, you know, it's like a pull door and it was glass. And they kicked the bottom of the door in, like the glass in, and then just like climbed through a hole because it was like, I don't know, laminate glass or whatever. It's so it's like the, if it breaks, it kind of stays in one piece. I think it's laminate glass. I think it's like a windshield like that, I think. Yeah, windshields are like that. So they didn't like kick, they didn't like break, they broke the window, but they kind of like had to push it in. So they like climbed in this little area and I get in the store and like nothing's gone, but I call the police. I called the police on my way over there and I get there and the police come and the store's completely black because I have all the lights off. It's like 2-3 in the morning and I was sitting on the ground just because I didn't want like, I don't know, it's so late at night. I just didn't want to be like hanging out in the store and like, people coming by or I don't know, whatever. So I'm sitting on the ground and the police come and I'm just sitting on the ground, right? And the police, like three cop cars pull straight in and turn up. They have all their headlights on. So they light the whole store up and they can see, probably they can see inside. I mean, we have these like, because the building faced west, the sun would set and it'd get crazy in the store. So we had these like blackout curtains. So the blackout curtains were probably down. So they probably couldn't see in that well. But they pull in and I like, I'm sitting on the floor of the store and I just like stand up and I'm like, what's up guys? And they're like, holy shit. And they just pull their weapons out and they're like, put your hands in the air. They were yelling at me and shit. That was kind of scary. That was a scary one. There's another one that I involves people that we're not going to tell. So we won't talk about that. Nothing super crazy. Some people one time were in the store and they started shooting each other with paintball guns. That's a long story, but some people started shooting each other in the store with paintball guns. And then I like tried to wrestle someone to the ground and it was two women shooting each other in the paintball store. One of them had an eye patch. I got one of them a headlock and the other one I was holding on the ground and some other guy came in and started shooting me in the store. That was my last day at the paintball store. That was the last time I worked at a paintball store that day. So anyway, there's video of that one. It's not really my video to show. So anyway, I don't know. None of those were actually that scary though. I mean, the most dangerous one was probably when the police were pointing guns at me. Because, you know, that was actually dangerous. All the other stuff was just kind of weird. You know, I think most people that work like with public or you work retail or, you know, you talk to people all day long, everyone's probably all got like crazy, some crazy stories. Like Mark, I know Mark Kuderaj in here, the super moderator. I know he's got crazy stories about people at his work. Yeah, seriously, I swear to God, that girl, like, it was crazy. She literally, like, the first girl who started, she like, all these crazy people were in the store and this girl goes outside and then comes back in and she has like an eye patch on, like a gauze or like she just got like eye surgery or something, you know, like a white gauze eye patch that's like taped on with like medical tape. Like, she just had some procedure. She came in and started fucking blasting this girl. It was crazy. I was like, damn, why does she have that eye patch? She, like, are they... Is this, like, a thing they do to each other? And did she get shot in the eye? It was crazy. One of the girls lost her shoe. And then they, like, called back, like, 10 minutes later. And they're like, hey, we forgot a shoe there. I was like, what? Like, I'm just going to be like, yeah, sure. You know, I'll bring it to you. Where are you at? Looking crazy. That was late in COVID. That might have not even been 2021 yet. It was might have been late 2020. It might have been 2021. But that was when everybody got free money. And there were the craziest people buying stuff. Like, everyone that got, like, everyone got that, like, $1,500 or whatever people got. I really don't remember. And it just... Crazy people. Anyway. Those are two crazy stories. There have been other, like, hooker stories. There was a dead body dropped off across the street once. Yeah. Anyway. I'll write a book about... Write a book about the paintball store one day. Probably not. Probably not gonna happen. Yeah, I only worked like a lot for a few years at the store. Cause like when I worked there previously before I owned it, I only worked like 2 days a week. So I wasn't really there like a lot. Boosted, I want to send you the picture of Red Legion when they core sampled. I have really good pictures of it. Send them to me at brad@paintballruinedmylife.com. We'll look at them right now if you send them over fast enough. Yeah, it is kind of crazy just breaking the frame like that. Yeah, it's kind of scary. I mean, I think it is. I mean, it's like, they can't be hard. I mean, we're not going to go watch them on YouTube right now. But, you know, there's got to be tons of videos out there of people, like, you know, shooting, like, I don't know, paintball tanks with rifles or scuba tanks with rifles and stuff. And once you see how much, like, energy is in there, it's kind of like, yay. It's kind of scary. Did he pop off? Thomas Hara was popping off for sure. Damn, I gotta remember to use the word popping off more. It works so good. Damn, I was gonna say something and I totally lost my train of thought. What was it talking about? I don't remember. Who knows? We got a Lux Air video coming. And then... Hopefully, not Thomas Taylor, freaking Oliver Lang video. Why'd I close that? I closed something. Oop, I think I see an email. Nope, that's not from you. Boosted, it's from somebody else. Excellent. I got an email from Gant at a Tactics. Thank you, Gant. I'll reply to you later. MacDev, they talked about on the other show. You didn't say it like that. Yeah, I don't know. We haven't really talked a lot about John Brinkman. I mean, we talked about John Brinkman a little bit when he kind of announced they were giving away the Jeep. I see that I think they had Konstantin Fedorov as the... No, that wouldn't make sense. Because Fedorov was there. They were going to announce their, like, five top players, their serial killers of the year. And I was going to say they just announced Fedorov, but he was the first one. So I don't know who they announced. Maybe they haven't done the announcement necessarily on who their next one's going to be. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I really like just him coming in and trying to do stuff, right? I think that that's cool for paintball. I like how he's kind of being aggressive with the paint stuff, how he's kind of trying to hopefully get these other companies and encourage these other companies to just make better paint. I think that the Serial Killer paint and at Dover did really well. I think better than some of the other brands from what I've seen. So I really like that he's doing that. I really like how he at least wants to try and change pro paintball a little bit. Like, what are we doing here format-wise? And trying to take it to kind of that next level. I like that. He was on the Spick and Span show trying to say some stuff. I don't think we've got any, like, clear ideas on how he thinks that that would change. But I definitely like the coming from the outside with outside ideas and just stuff happening. So, for sure. One thing I will say, though, is that I cannot tell you how many times there has been some guy who's going to, like, change it or do something or something, you know. whether it's like just people from the outside, kind of like John Brinkman, I would say, is from the outside. He's not like affecting me directly. So there's lots of people out there that are doing and saying stuff. There's been people in my life who've been like, yeah, we're going to pay for this team and do all this stuff. There's been multiple of those people, and it just never fucking pans out. So, yep. I hope that it pans out. That's all. I hope that they can make a cool gun, a serial killer gun, and the paint works out and like the team does well and all that stuff. So yeah, because I definitely would like to see pro paintball change as well. I think that one of his things was there's too many pro teams, and I totally agree. I don't know. Yeah. Latin Saints. Sure. Latin Saints. There's just always, like, something. Boosted, I know, I saw you, I got you. But yeah, I like the outside coming in, doing stuff. So, yeah. Pretty much. These are not pictures. Okay, we'll show this one. Can I just do this, though? The problem is this is like a wonky way to do this. Oh, man, we still got these going. Man, what is going on here? I don't really know how to use my computer. How do I like do this? I'm trying like a new mail app and I really don't know what I'm doing here. Okay, you have to give us like backstory on what I'm looking at. What is going on? Boosted sent this over. There it is. The eyes are crazy. Gotta love AI. It's gotta be AI. Man, it does look crisp though. There it is. I'm not a meme man. I've never found like the memes or that stuff funny though, so I'm probably not your guy to think that this stuff's funny, unfortunately. MLG, they're not giving it away yet. They're going to do it at World Cup, but they're going to give it away to, like, every tournament, they're going to pick five of the every tournament, they're going to pick, the best player from the tournament, kind of. And then at World Cup, they're going to have five of those guys.
And then one of those five is going to win. Yep. Mr. Strange says, I'll get flack for this, but I actively root against damage. I really hate stacked super teams, especially when half comprise of mercenary players over the way Fit does it. No, you're not. I know, flame me. Well, I agree. I completely agree. Damage, though, I don't know. Damage don't... I mean, you could say that, I think, more about other teams even than damage, right? Let's go look. Let's go to PB Leagues. Because damage, how many guys do they have on their team that you would consider, like, mercenaries? Like, three or two? Maybe? One. Two. Yep, I'm counting two. Because all these guys have been on, you know, I mean, Keith Brown's been on damage forever. All these guys are real damage players, you know? Like, those four, they've only played for damage, essentially. Dan Holliday, Chris Horn, Mark Ireland, Chris Shear. I mean, maybe we could consider Chris Shear like a mercenary guy. So we'll say three. What about Impact? Like, their whole roster is... Sort of, though. I mean, they do have guys that have been on the team for a long time. Like, JC is not a mercenary. Brandon Cornell, maybe. Chad George, sure. Tyler, yeah. Connor Kelly, I don't know. Nick Laval, maybe. Tyler, no. LJ, sure. Rainey, sure. Dalton, sure. Houston Heat used to be the worst, probably. But yeah, I completely agree. I totally agree. And I think most people will. I think most people feel that way too, though. You know? I mean, I don't actively root against any team. But I certainly want the, like, underdog team to win. You know, it's like watching the finals. It's not like, you know, Impact and Damage. It's like, I don't really care who wins, you know? I'd probably rather have Damage win because Damage is a little bit more homegrown. The Impact for sure. But I always want those teams to do well, right? Like, I always want Fit to do well. I want, like, Uprising to do well. It'd be cool if, like, Leverage did well or, you know, any of these teams that are just not, you know, superstar teams for sure. I think it's everyone feels that way because it's more like we are, right? Like, I'm not a millionaire. So, you know, every paintball team I've been on, it's kind of just like my friends and, like, group of dudes. So that's kind of how, like, I feel, you know, I think most people are probably going to feel that way too, though. For sure. But it's weird, you know, like I always remember, like, there was a time when the NFL was doing, like, research on viewership and stuff like that. And they were, like, thinking about, like, how to make all the teams more even, right? So you didn't have, like, you know, a team going 16-0, you'd have them, like, you know, 10-6 or something like that. So the teams would be, like, more evenly matched. So when you'd watch games, you wouldn't get, like, a blowout. Like, you know, you're not watching the NFL and it's, like, 48-2 or something. Like, maybe that's not fun. So the NFL was like, how can we make these games all 14-14 or whatever? And one of the things that they actually, like, came to the conclusion of is that people actually, like, like to watch the teams that are, like, dominant, right? So, like, more people like to watch those teams that are, like, crushing everybody than they don't. So, like, the Patriots, everyone watched the Patriots. Even if they said they hated them, they would get more viewership than, like, all the other teams combined or some shit. So it's like, we kind of don't like that, but, like, you kind of do sort of at the same time. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's, like, not everybody or whatever, but yeah, because I kind of like to watch those, like, you know, the crazy teams, too, that have, like, you know, all the superstars or whatever. But it's always, like, feels good when, like, you know, like the Ironmen. The Ironmen are not a bunch of superstars, and they did really well at this tournament. I have in my notes, I meant to talk about that, but I did not. Who did the Ironmen beat? The Ironmen in the prelims went 4-0.
beating Impact and the Tauntaun. So it's always fun when, like, you know, Impact loses or something. Nothing against them, but it's just, you know, how it goes sometimes. What are we talking about, Ninja? What are you guys saying about Ninja? What Mark asked, what's up with Ninja Air? Are they making tanks again? Yes. Because they got bought by just as like Absorbit, whatever said. They got bought by the Renaultis Group. I forget what they're called. The same people that own First Strike. And I don't know. I've seen them. I've seen the regulators in person. They do look different, but they don't like feel that much different. So whether they're performing any different, I don't know yet. I don't know. Go Yankees. Yankees have to pay money to the lowest paying teams. Is that how like the salary cap works? I don't even know how any of that stuff works. Baseball's weird though. Don't they like, they have like a luxury tax? Like, I don't know how any of that stuff works. Who knows? Billy's gurgling. Luxury tax. I think Grantspan really just wants to retire to be to the dad life. He doesn't seem into it anymore like he did when he was a kid. For sure. I hope to, for sure. For sure. Me too. I mean, shit, you know. I mean, Ryan's been playing pro paintball. That motherfucker's been playing pro paintball for 25 years. This is his 25th year playing pro. Like, for sure, I would lose interest too. I mean, it's actually insane that he hasn't lost interest like 20 years ago. You know, he's still going. Where like most of all the guys from 25 years ago, like everyone's retired. It's like Yosh, Alex, and Ryan. They're like the only guys left. Probably, actually. That's crazy. Mark, you played with an electric hopper. And it's paintball. Bangkok is the place. Yeah, yeah. Mark's going to Thailand this winter, right, Mark? I'd like to go too, but you know, fucking shit's expensive. Shit's expensive, you know. Gonna buy a Jaguar. What do I think about Mrs. Oh, Denver, Dover. I was like, Mr. H is in Denver. What? I don't know. I honestly say I didn't watch any of it. I don't know. I didn't see any of it. Open the strait. Well, didn't we like sink some ships today? This country fucking sucks. Dude, America's getting really shitty. If you guys haven't noticed, it's not going great. Born in the USA. I was born in the USA. I was born right down the street. My teeth are kind of starting to feel a little woogly. $4.30. That's cheap. Ask Curtis how much it is in Bakersfield. He's probably going to be like $6.50 a gallon. I think it's weird that we care so much about gas prices, though. You know, it's like everyone's like, oh, my God, they should get rid of Trump because gas prices went up. It's like, what about that other shit that's important, too, guys? Not just freaking gas prices. It's like, what? I don't know. Like, what is going on? Everything's gauged around gas prices. For sure. Archie is definitely retiring to do real estate. That is definitely something that's happening. Hopefully this weekend play paintball with the, I don't know, man, let's see, my mouth feels definitely, hopefully play paintball this weekend with the Luxair. Yeah, what the hell time is it in Thailand? Like, I don't even know. 2 a.m. or something like that? NXL USA should have a look at the state of NXL Asia. Oh, I thought you were going to say look at the state of Alabama. Yeah, I don't even know what the hell. 7:40 a.m. That's not that bad. That's okay time. I was like, I'm trying to think, dude. It's like so confusing. I'm like, the international dateline fucks me up every time. I'm like, is the dateline right there? We gotta go back. Hey, what this water level test to check your hopper I read about? I don't know. I wouldn't put water in your hopper, though. People talking about, like, to... At one point, I joked about that to figure out the, like, capacity of hoppers. We would dump water in them, but... No, I love Alabama. I've never been to Alabama, though. Roll Tide. I think we should hold a paintball tournament in Montgomery. That's what I think. Montgomery. NXL Montgomery. That would be funny. Have NXL Montgomery and then NXL Little Rock. NXL, I don't know. We're somewhere. How about NXL Tucson? No, NXL Tucson would be kind of cool. Yeah, NXL Asia. Asia's always been weird. There's been like, I mean, ever since like PALS went away, it's been so confusing. There's like NXL Asia, and then there's like all these other little like random tournament series. And obviously, I'm not anywhere close to that, anywhere geographically close to that. So, I just don't ever know what's going on, you know. In Malaysia. Ooh. Canyon paintball. That's so confusing, though. Canyon paintball last week. Wasn't it like the Thailand X-Ball series, though, in Malaysia? It's so confusing. Ooh, I'll take NXL New York. NXL New York. Live from Madison Square Garden. Tucson has BKW paintball with the cleanest turf in the world. You kind of need it, though. Back out there in Tucson, it's not getting too much rain. It might be raining there soon, no? NPL in Norway? Okay, we'll go to Norway. That sounds fun. The Norwegian Paintball League? Yeah, Boosted says we should do more beach events. I'm with you on that. I mean, the beach is like, it's cool, but it kind of sucks probably. You know, I've never actually played a tournament on a beach. It's probably not that cool, though, just because there's sand everywhere, you know? I mean, we definitely used to have a lot of problems with, like, guns in Huntington Beach. Just from getting sand inside of them. Even when they put the turf down, there would still be problems of people getting sand in guns and they'd like scratch up the inside hella bad and stuff because you're like shooting sand through your gun. It's like, There was the Malaga stuff back in the day. Paintball going on Netflix? Any updates? Nah, no updates. I do know that they are working on a trailer and stuff. Or like a teaser thing, kind of like a something to show networks and stuff, like a 5-minute long kind of, this is what it would be like or something. We assume Netflix, and then there's probably other streaming services too. Cause it's, you know, if you make something like a lot of people will like make like a movie, right? And they'll make the movie and then they'll try to get like a streaming service to buy the movie. So they're not just going to go to Netflix, probably. They'll probably, like, you know, talk to other, like, you know, people that could, you know, host the content or whatever. So Netflix and probably, like, other companies, whoever that is, you know, like, I don't know, Tubi or, like, whatever. What's the Walmart one? Like, you know, stuff like that. My first guest should be Tom Cole. I don't know about this guest stuff. I don't know. We are going to try to get Junior Brown. Junior Brown, owner of BFPgear.com. Owner of BFP Gear, an official sponsor of Paintball Ruin My Life. Owner of BFP Gear. Coach of San Diego Dynasty. Owner of Sacramento Excessive. He's into a lot of stuff, huh? He's got a paintball field. But I kind of want Junior to, like, give us a tour of the, like, BFP Gear backstage, back rooms. Pinindo, we are in Bangkok. The point is, there is a league in Thailand, Malaysia, and all other Asiana country. Where in the end, some of those countries? I don't know. Paintball. It is crazy how, like, paintball changes so much globally. I feel like not much changes in the U.S., mainly just because, I don't know, there's so much more infrastructure or something. Does Thailand have gun law issues with paintball guns? Hmm. 40XX says, F1 gained a lot of viewership from Drive to Survive on Netflix. I definitely think it'll be super beneficial to paintball if it happens. It wouldn't be bad, for sure. I mean, people aren't going to quit playing paintball because of it. So, for sure. Yeah. I don't know, you know. All these, like, ever since Drive to Survive came out, though, there's so many, like, other industries that are trying to do the same exact thing, right? It's not just paintball. It's, like, all of them. All of them are trying it, you know? There's, like, one for the PBA, the Pro Bowlers thing right now that, like, Ben Stiller is producing. There's been one for cycling. There's been a lot of other, like, Drive to Survive style attempts. And the one thing that Drive to Survive has, and the one thing that F1 has, is the stakes, you know? Every time those guys get in the car, they could die. I mean, there was a race yesterday, and, you know, a car got flipped over, you know? So it's possible that someone could die, literally die, in every single race. So one of the things that makes it so intriguing and so, like, interesting is the stakes are so high, right? You can become, like, worth hundreds of millions of dollars and win millions of dollars, or you can die. You know, it's crazy. Like, not a lot of other sports have that. And I do think that that's one of the main reasons the Drive to Survive was so successful, is because the stakes are so high with these cars. It's very difficult to replicate, like, that feeling and those stakes with any other sport. You know, paintball, it's like, oh, well, nothing happens. You know, you're not going to get rich. You know, you're going to break your ankle and make $500. You know, it's like, tanks are blowing up. That's true. If we had tanks blowing up, the stakes would be higher. Every once in a while, a tank's going to blow up. Boxing, too. The stakes, MMA. It's also, the stakes for boxing and MMA are also very high, too, right? I mean, that's one of the reasons that those sports are so, like, intriguing, is because, like, you know, you're not probably going to die boxing. It has happened. You know, you're probably not going to die in MMA, but you're going to get the shit kicked out of you. You know, you might have, like, lifelong injuries, or, like, you know, some crazy head injury. And it's not going to happen in paintball. It's not going to happen really in a lot of other sports. That's what I've realized about F1, and everyone's like, just make Drive to Survive. And it's like, you can't, though. It's, like, impossible. You just can't do it. It's just not going to happen. Not going to happen. So my place to tell people what to do.
Just sad we don't all play under NXL. Yeah, me too. Oh, for sure. Whereas, I mean, there are a lot of sports that you make millions that don't really have a risk of dying, for sure. I just mean, like, one of the, like, one of the reasons that Drive to Survive is so captivating is because of that, like, risk or whatever. And that's one of the reasons F1's kind of captivating is because of that risk. But for sure, there are certainly other sports that are, you know, for sure. I mean, like, all of them. I don't think any of them, right? What are the other sports you could die if you're doing? Maybe, like, I mean, there's all kinds of motor sports you could die doing. I don't know, like deep sea diving, like, you know, maybe like, what's that diving where they like breath holds, where they like, you know, dive down like 200 feet and hold their breath? You could die doing that. People want to see winning life-changing stuff or utter human carnage. It is kind of true. Yeah, WWE has survived on spear and base emotions. That's funny. Boxing is most dangerous? Yeah, I know, it's kind of hard, huh? Like, what's most dangerous? It depends on how we define dangerous. Like, injuries? It's always some shit you don't expect, too. Like, when you look at those lists, you're like, the most dangerous sports. They're like, weird ass shit. You're like, really? I don't know. I just think F1's crazy because you can die. That's got a lot to do with it. Mark, your main concern is theft when you're traveling abroad. When Mark's taking his summer cruises in Europe abroad, who's stealing stuff? I had a tweaker. We had some, like, weird meth guy steal stuff from me in Panama once. That was weird. Cave diving. There's a couple cave diving YouTubers I watch that are, like, really cool. There's a guy called Blue. He doesn't get a lot of views. We'll shout this guy out. Very good stuff, too. We're getting there. Blue World. Blue World TV. He's got a lot of subscribers. Blue World TV. He's fantastic. He's like a legit pro freaking crazy diver, man. It does all kinds of like crazy cave diving crazy things. A missile silo dive. All kinds of god terrifying things. God can save you. Nick says, I'd say the most dangerous sport in is paintball and not wearing a cup. Yeah, I don't do that anymore. I had an encounter with a paintball once. Boosted, I think we have met at Tiki's. Like and share the best live stream in paintball. Yeah, at least give it a like right now. You know, if you're here this deep into this fucking thing, give the live stream a like. We're 2 hours in. I lost my train of thought. What was I going to say? Ooh, old soul. How about chasing a cheese wheel down a hill? That shit's fucking crazy. Those motherfuckers are nuts. They're like, I don't get that shit. Those guys are nuts, dude. Like, running full speed down that hill. Like, fucking full speed, just boo, just like fucking crazy. No. No. I don't want to do that. Oh, Thunder Valley, too. It's also not Tiki's. It's also not Tiki's anymore. Yeah, those fucking cheese wheel people. Is that like in Belgium or like France or like somewhere like that?
Gosh. Just got a Halo Pro Hopper today, and the thing rips. My die LTR was giving me problems. Yeah, I don't know. I actually don't. I don't know. The Halo Pro is, it's an interesting thing to me, right? Like, I don't like the idea of them just kind of like rehashing an old product. That just seems kind of boring. But I also kind of do like it, right? Because it's a product that we know, the Netherlands, it's a product that we like know works, right? You know, it's something that has worked for a very, very long time. So I don't know, you know, having a new crazy hopper, is it going to work better? Probably not. It'd just be like newer and just would like get rid of the, oh, this is just a rehashed thing. It probably wouldn't necessarily be better. And I always liked the Halo. I think the shells are pretty cool. It's not too big. It is a little big, but it's an affordable hopper. So yeah, I don't really dislike it. The Halo Pro. I haven't used a Halo in like 20 years though. Something like that. Oh, wingsuit base jumping. That's definitely dangerous. Doing a little bit of proximity base. Sports are my jam. They made a new funnel pro kit. I missed that. A funnel pro kit. Huh. All right, I'm going to get out of here. I'm really happy my teeth don't hurt. It's the first time in a couple days. I took a larger than recommended dosage of ibuprofen and acetaminophen. Come back Monday. I got a dentist appointment tomorrow at Monday at 11 a.m. So let's hope that I come back and I'm like, check out my new grill. And I got like all gold teeth. Probably not. What do you think of the new Paintball News TV? I think that's what that is. Paintball PNT YouTube channel. I like it. He does a great job. Yeah. Yep. About it. What happened to the stream last week? Oh, he just got kicked off for showing that Lux. That's all. I don't know if I got banned for a week. I'm not even sure. I mean, we're streaming right now, so maybe, but probably not. It was probably just that day. I'm not even sure what happened. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay. Gentlemen, come back next Monday. We'll have some paintball stuff to talk about. Maybe I'll play with the Lux and we'll get to talk about that. I don't know. We'll figure something out. Hopefully Junior Brown comes on, or maybe next week. We'll talk to him. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of the week. See you later, fuckers.